You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
Recently, I conducted a series of podcasts with investment professionals from Investec Asset Management in Cape Town, London, and Singapore. The theme was Investment Views 2020, and these podcasts are aimed at professional investors and clients of Investec Asset Management. Now, though, the company has allowed access to them for strictlybusinesspodcast.com. These are a valuable resource for any serious investor, and we will be posting two per day for the next 2 weeks. We hope you enjoy them. Welcome to this Investec Asset Management Investment Views 2020 podcast. With me is Ken Shah, who's a portfolio manager at Investec Asset Management in London, and we're going to talk about European equities. Ken, if we go back to your thoughts around about a year ago, you said after a difficult 2018, we are cautiously constructive going into 2019. Is that cautiously constructive view moving into 2020 as well?
Yeah, I'd say not. In that actually we've had quite a constructive 2019 in that markets have lifted decently, but that's largely been driven by a re-rating rather than supported by earnings growth, in that as we speak, earnings growth has been about 1% through 2019, and compared to the stock market gains, that sort of pales. Now, this cannot be sustainable over the long run unless you think that European stock markets can re-rate further, but I don't think we're near the exuberance that we saw in Japan during the late 80s. So it is much more mixed now.
You talked about the bifurcation between growth stocks and value stocks, and you say, whilst we have seen the latter at big discounts to historic levels, we are seeing some of the discounts narrowing as we approach the end. What I get from that as a layman is that you are seeing stock selection in 2020 being even more important than it has been in the recent past.
I think stock selection is generally important, although you make a good point in terms of through 2019, you feel that there is an element where the market has been driven by certain sectors. Yes, as always, 2020 will be largely driven by stock selection, but it will be a trickier market.
The investment risks and opportunities going into 2020 are manifold, and I suppose we have to bring up the word Brexit when it comes to European equities for 2020, but maybe you could go through the risks and opportunities for next year as you see them.
I think in our work, it's quite clear that those sectors and companies which have a link to Brexit, and actually generally for the financials, you see a reasonable discount for any potential risk, where actually those risks, I think, are diminishing or have diminished over 2019. Those discounts do persist, but you are finding that the movements in those discounts or the narrowing of those discounts does move with news. And so as we speak at the end of October and beginning of November, we are now waiting for a general election in the second week, early December as we speak. We see that there is a certain levels of economic activity which have been suspended, has been delayed due to the uncertainty, which is reasonable to expect. Now, once these get resolved, then I think corporates, capital can start deciding on what to do, whether it's plan A in terms of what they're intending, or to adapt in terms of plan B. But either way, you'd expect activity and decisions to come back once the UK have decided to exit the EU or not, and in what manner.
Yes, and of course that brings me to opportunities, because there are risks that you've just mentioned. There's an election, there's the Brexit process, which is ongoing and has been for over 3.5 years now. But on the other hand, corporate paralysis, once those things are out of the way, which they will be very soon, we hope, then the corporate paralysis will be released, if you see what I mean. And as you quite rightly said, monies, balance sheets and projects will be deployed.
Yes, for sure. And whilst we have some of those opportunities in the portfolio currently, you will find that new opportunities will arise. But I also understand that with all this happening, there is a background of a generally slowing global economy. So it's to deal with the opportunities presented within the region, and also maybe some of the risks from outside the region that we have to contend with in 2020.
And talking to 2020 and the outlook, which is the purpose of this podcast, is your portfolio positioning, given what you've just said over the last few minutes. How are you positioning yourself? What is your strategy?
Well, our aspiration is always still to run a balanced portfolio, meaning that looking to whether the market is up or not, down to outperform. Now, we've struggled actually through 2019 as sort of risk aversion and the bifurcation towards quality at the expense of value has come through. We use our four-factor investment process, which is proprietary to Investec, to find these opportunities and also to avoid the behavioral biases which tend to exist in the investing community. And so with this disciplined approach, we will look for evidence-based investment opportunities.
Is there any way you can just, as we conclude this discussion, be more specific about sectors that you like within the European equity sphere?
We've liked and we've been overweight technology for a while, in that these are by nature sort of global with structural growth, and that growth means that value is altered ultimately. I think the sectors we also find very interesting, although are waiting for more clarity, are that some of the financials stocks, whether it be banking or insurance, have strong business models. And they have been, in our opinion, sold off unfairly along with the sector. But until you get more clarity on the macro, those discounts will persist. So we're also being patient whilst clarity comes through.
Ken, thank you very much for that. That's Ken Sharp, Portfolio Manager at Investec Asset Management in London. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox.